99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, clouds 40. Could have some rain and snow mix tomorrow.
What?
High of 43.
Hang on.
35 now, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not ready for that. That's like winter-like behavior.
Hey, speaking of, and I feel a little bit bad that we're not going to be on the air for Groundhog's Day coming up this Sunday. It's Sunday,
by the way.
Groundhog's Day, February 2nd on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not coming in, just in case you were going to suggest it.
No. Definitely not going to do that.
Uh-uh. But it's a day of rest.
Yeah, we're going to miss some magical moments checking in on Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. You know, those sort of guys there.
Last year, we got ourselves roped into like a 16-minute epic saga.
Well, we had to see if the rodent was going to see his shadow or not.
Yeah, we tuned into the live stream, and then we got caught. And we couldn't get out.
Yeah, well.
We got that far in. You can't bail at that point.
Hang on. Taking a look at Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team's extended forecast for Sunday.
Are you going to predict?
Partly cloudy, 52. Partly cloudy, and probably not going to see a shadow. So what does that mean?
I never know. I can't. Oh, okay.
Hang on a second.
Hang on.
I'm going to type a tweet to our good pal Brian Good.
Okay. I'll Google you. We'll compare answers.
Should I ask them both, Tawana and Brian? Because they both.
We have an established relationship with Brian.
All right.
He expects these kinds of questions from us.
Brian Good, old pal. Should I ask him what he's thinking for Groundhog's Day? Or does he trust the rodent?
Well,
what sort of science should I throw at Brian Good early this morning?
Just okay, maybe so that we're not confused about, like, because if he says, "Oh, I think he's going to see a shadow," and we still don't know what that means.
Yeah,
I mean, I am googling that part, but just to make it easier, say, "What do you think? Is Punxsutawney Phil going to see an early spring?"
What does Groundhog's Day mean?
That's too broad.
Okay.
It makes us look kind of dumb.
Let's try to decrease how dumb we look.
Yeah, let's. I would say.
Hey there, Brian Good, old pal.
What do you think? Is Punxsutawney Phil going to predict an early spring?
Do you think about
an optimistic answer?
Oh, how do you spell Punxsutawney?
Oh, yeah, that's tough. It is P-U-N-X.
A U
No. S-U-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
Punxsutawney.
We're not making ourselves sound very smart right now.
Google's saying that's misspelled.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think about
Google's telling me that's how you spell it?
Punxsutawney and Sunday.
No, you're leaving it way too open.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Punxsutawney is going to predict an early spring?
Phil and early spring. What do you think about Punxsutawney Phil in an early spring?
I told you to frame it the way, like, do you think Punxsutawney Phil will predict an early spring?
Do you think, and what
definitive.
Do you think? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, it's more definitive the way I said it, but whatever, send it.
Hey there, good old... No, okay. Tell me if this sounds good before I send it, okay? Hey there, Brian, good old pal. What do you think about Punxsutawney Phil in an early spring? Gonna happen?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Gonna... happen?
Right. Question mark, smiley face.
No.
Hopeful emoji? Is there a hopeful emoji?
No emojis. Right. No, this is a serious tweet.
I love emojis.
This is a serious tweet, Kelly.
It makes it fun. It's not really that serious.
There we go. Serious tweet. All right. Okay. We're going to find out. Sorry, guys. We're going
to
find out.
You know what? I love the fact that I used to think they love that we take them on these journeys to find the knowledge. The seeking of the knowledge happens live. And in real time.
Wait. Punxsutawney Phil's what? A groundhog?
Yes.
Have we?
I don't know. I feel like there would be only one time a year that we would look into that.
Groundhog mating.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
You do recall that Groundhog Day is also my engagement day. You do recall that, right? I feel like now you're tainting it.
No.
Now you're tainting it.
Okay, hang on a second. There's a YouTube link that says Groundhog Love.
Wait, listen.
With 5.4... Oh, wait. Oh, okay. 5.4...
This is uncharted territory.
Yeah, it is. Hang on.
This is dangerous.
I know, but...
We haven't... okay. Oh!
Yeah,
it looks like an attack.
Yeah, there's no audio here, so this isn't really satisfying.
Well, you know what you need to do
for me?
Do your best, David Attenborough.
Well, groundhogs are kind of like squirrels, right?
Well,
and we have Julie text in and says, "How scary is it that I immediately knew what you were thinking when you said, 'Have we'?"
really have to finish the sentence anymore. People know. We know. Anyways. We know.
All right. Well, I think squirrels are probably the closest thing to groundhogs, right?
Probably.
And we do have squirrel mating.
That's great news. It's really fortunate for us.
Why do you say that's great news?
So happy. It is. At our disposal, you have that library.
On my wall of animal mating sounds. Okay.
We may be the only people on planet Earth that have an entire page of buttons dedicated to the sounds of what's happening.
Oh, what? Hang on a second. Hang on. I think I've got audio.
Oh, God.
Is this like a
farmer like turning the camera on his backyard? What's happening?
Yeah. So this is a groundhog mating call. Okay, so you're about to hear a human try to contact a groundhog with their own mating call.
Get him in the mood?
I guess so.
All right. Very enticing.
What is that? That is. Listen, if you're a boy groundhog within the sound of this.
Are they playing the part of the female? Or is he playing the male? Who is that?
Look at that! It worked! It worked!
He's giving the hey, you doing look. Oh,
all right,
my
so
gosh.
Sorry for sending you on this journey with us, but we were basically just asking Brian Good about the possibility of a groundhog seeing a shadow on Groundhog's Day, which is coming up on Sunday.
Did he respond yet?
God, I hope so. No, no one did, so it's fine.
Is his job getting in the way of responding to our tweets again?
Listen,
his being on TV thing?
Yeah, listen, we're needy, right? Right now, we don't understand what sort of needy show we are.
Immediate attention.
We need attention right now. Okay.
We'll keep you posted. It's an ongoing saga.
99.7 DJX. So we composed a tweet to Brian.
Live on the radio.
Yeah, our buddy.
As we typically do.
Over at Wave 3. Asking him, what do you think about Punxsutawney Phil in an early spring? Gonna happen? He replied.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, his television job stopped getting in the way of answering our tweet.
Yeah, so Brian Good says, I think I should grow a beard instead of give my thoughts on the second.
What does that mean? I'm real confused.
I'm thinking either one of two things. One, Brian Good hates groundhog meteorologists.
Oh, that could be.
Or it's bad news, meaning we're about to see a wicked winter.
So he's going to grow the beard for warmth.
Yes.
Because of the winter.
Right.
The impending 6 weeks of winter.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's so cryptic.
Ah.
Leaving it up for us to try to figure out? He knows how not smart we are.
Yeah, we will guess wrong 100% of the time.
Brian, what does that mean?
Thank you.
Wait. Response. So you're telling us there's a chance?
I already did, and I wrote just that.
Oh, wow. See, this is how we share a brain, people. It's true.
This is so bad.
It's real life.
I literally wrote that.
Yep. That is how we do share one brain.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nothing's more evident than just listening to this show on a weekly basis that we share a brain. Or I should say there's only one brain to go around between the two of us.
Exactly.
That is the case.
Can't afford two.